We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, Prime members. Are you tired of ads interfering with your favorite podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.com/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Come with me if you want to live, and live well, as a patron of TMS at patreon.com/TMS. Coming up on the morning stream, boober shells.
Mr. Pancake and the hamsters.
Tortilla-sized floppy disks.
The wrong kind of oniony.
Hostess Twinks.
No peach shall touch the grass.
3 months sticky kitchen.
Australians are just big giant queens.
Merlympics.
Fantasy of fish folk.
Walk without risotto.
Locally sourced Hebes.
We have a code 389, multiple gerbils.
It's 8 inches, but floppy.
Steamed on a pile of onions with TV's Travis, and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Yo, 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 what's going on, y'all? To the channel, you know what I'm saying? Man, we got a great gameplay today, you know what I'm saying? We're playing some rank. We balling, you know what I'm saying? We going absolutely crazy, you know what I'm saying? We doing it big out here, so you know what I'm saying? We're using the cream of the crop.
And last of all, a spendthrift cheat.
Do the bees know they make honey for you? This is the morning stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It's the morning stream for July 16th, 2024. It is a Tuesday. I'm Scott, and that's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, man. It's nice to see
Hello.
You, man.
Hello. Happy Tuesday to you.
Yeah, you know, it's a Tuesday for sure. It's all fine. Everything's fine. Yeah.
That Fletcher clip, so do the bees know they make honey for you?
Yeah.
It's kind of makes me think, right? Like, if bees could talk to each other, would they say, you know, that stuff that we barf out? People eat that.
People, yeah.
People yeah. eat that.
Like, I think about it.
What other animal, like, you know, that thing that I'm, this oyster says, you know, that thing that I'm just like rubbing all my saliva on to make it smooth because it really hurts. People like pay good money for these
and they eat them raw. Can you believe it?
Can you believe they eat us raw?
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with people?
There's a real disconnect on certain things we eat that I think we're just accustomed to it. It's culturally fine or whatever. We freak out if we eat grubs or whatever in this country, but in some countries it's as normal as us, you know, eating a chicken.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I guess here's the deal. Eat what you want, but do not eat barf. There you go. That's my new stance.
Eat what you want, but don't eat barf.
Yeah.
It's a life lesson.
Right? Yeah. What's the other famous animal? Oh, when whales barf, it turns into perfume or something.
Right. Ambergris. Yeah.
Ambergris. But,
yeah.
That's a weird thing. Who discovered that? Like, who was sitting around on the beach and went, you know,
this would make some great perfume.
Yeah. Also, how do you get your hands on it? Like, I need to know more about how they discovered it. Because was the whale come up on the beach and go, oh, I don't feel very good, bleh, and barfed on the beach? And then, or do you have to go in the ocean to find your ambergris? I don't get it. I want to know the story.
Maybe I don't. Maybe we don't want to know the story.
HBO 4-part documentary. Get it going.
There we go. Yes. The story of perfume.
We
hosted
went
by Ava Longoria.
That's right. She's not busy. Let her do it. We went to my mom's birthday dinner last night. She turned 86.
Oh, right. Nice. Yeah.
And she got to pick the place. I forgot the name, but it's a very fancy Italian place out in this really ritzy part of Provo, which means we had to drive a bit to get out there. Mm-hmm. And it was fine. Food's good. You know, it's nice. However, Oh, and it's also very quiet there. I liked that. It was like,
I like that. Yeah.
It's like a library, you know?
Is it just because the people are quiet, or do they have really good sound dampening?
Good question. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe both, a little bit of both, because they didn't have, there were really no kids there. There was no music playing. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was a light sort of Italian fair playing somewhere quietly, sure. But it wasn't anything obtrusive or loud. You have to talk
I like
over.
That. There's that, you know, the crowd goes in there, or the people go in there, the patrons go in there, and they're quiet because it's quiet in there, as opposed to like a TGI Fridays where, the table over there, I can't hear you over the table over there, so I'm going to talk even louder. And then the next table has to do the same thing.
Yep. Really well lit and clean, and it's just one of those places.
Nice.
And the prices reflected it. It was kind of expensive. But my mom, you know, it's her 86th birthday. She gets to choose what she wants.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Exactly.
She wanted filet mignon medallions.
Oh, so, really?
Nice. Wow. Very fancy. So we got her those. I had some kind of mushroom risotto or something, and it was very good. Here's the thing, though.
Okay.
This place is staffed entirely by a bunch of young Paul Atreides-looking servers and not ushers. What are they called? Hosts.
Okay. Uh-huh.
No, there were no women there, which is I thought was weird.
Okay.
And they're all big, curly-haired.
Big Timothée Chalamet looking dudes.
Yeah, across the board. Everybody we saw. And that includes, they would come out and do the whole, like, one guy's our waiter, but he had like two guys that would follow him everywhere. And I don't know if that was a training thing, but it just felt like more like this is what you do at a restaurant. There's a whole team of people watching after you at this fancy place.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they all looked like that. I almost stood up and went, Lisan al-Gaib, and freaked out because everybody there looked like the savior of Arrakis. It was weird.
When they approach the table with your food, do they like step forward, then a couple steps to the side, and they spin around, and then another step back to the right? And then,
just the whole way with my risotto from the kitchen to the table, they had to, like, you know, well, you don't want to wake up the worms, Brian, and freak everybody out.
If you walk without risotto, you won't attract the worms.
But yeah, it was a very weird, it was weird because it wasn't just one kid. And by kid, I mean, these guys looked, I don't know, they're probably 20 something, but they looked 15 and they all looked like Timothée Chalamet, and it was weirding me out. And in the back of my head, I could hear, like, let's see, do I have this here? I heard this guy. Up there getting the Judicars ready to go fight.
Oh, okay.
So it was, it was something. I don't know. I can't even really explain it. And so the entire meal was painted by this feeling that I was surrounded by Timothée Chalamet clones.
That's funny. You know, I've got a cover of Metallica that sounds like that.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah, Yacht Ka, I believe it is. It's Tuvan throat singing.
Ooh, I want to hear that.
I'll find it.
I don't know
how long it'll take, but...
This one I played is from somebody made... That's the actual Dune guy. Yeah. And then most of the song goes like this. So they just made like a pounding kind of techno thing out of it. And it's quite good. But anyway, find that and send it to me when you...
Yeah, we'll do.
Get to merriment. Anyway, it was fun. She had a great time. And Kim didn't finish her carbonara, so I did. And that was a mistake because that's just too much pasta for me. I don't know what I was thinking. So the rest of the night, I felt bloated and disgusting. And it's fine. Yeah. And then we had to go to her parents on the way home just to see them and pick up a loaf of bread because they're always making bread and telling everyone to come get their bread. So we went to get bread and see his garden because her dad is an amazing green thumb and makes amazing gardens every year. Mm. And he has enough grapes growing all throughout his yard that we could probably bottle or jam, I don't know, 500 quarts of like grape juice this year.
Wow.
Which we're going to try to probably do. Kim will go pick it all. She did it last year. We'll jar a bunch of grape juice if anyone needs any. Let us know. In fact, you know what, Jim Jensen, I know you're listening at home or in your car. You're welcome to some grape juice once that process happens.
Nice.
You're going to have to wait until this fall, though, because it takes, it's not ripe yet. So I was walking around. They all look like ripe. What are the regular green grapes called? Is there a name for those? What do you call those at the store? Are they just grapes?
Yeah. There is a name, isn't there? Like a brand, not brand, but like a variety name.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Jeannie says green grapes. I think they might just be green grapes.
Okay. If it's just green grapes, that's fine. And it looked like we could harvest all these green grapes, like right now. I'm like, all right, let's go. And he goes, oh, no, don't eat those. And I went, what's the matter? And he says, those are Concord grapes, and they need to be dark, dark red, almost black before you eat them. And I'm like, oh, so these are like
proto Concord.
Yeah. And these are seeded. So when she does get them, she's got to filter out all the seeds and do the whole mash and everything. So anyway, if anyone lives around me, and seriously, this fall, if you want some grape juice, please come over. We have grapes. All right.
Wow. Ooh, yum.
Yeah. Anyway, it was really fun.
I mean, it's way more because you get so much more than you could even possibly begin to eat. So it's like, all right, we got to make something out of the rest of this.
Yeah. He also is crazy about it. He has two peach trees, and he's insane about these peach trees. He will let no peach touch the grass ever.
Oh, what? So does he have nets that catch them if they fall, or does he just, he plucks them?
He plucks them right on time. So he'll go out every day, every morning. He'll go out first thing, check the tree out. All right, this one's ripe. We're going to just pluck it. This one over here isn't. Also, these two are too close to each other. So he gets some rope or some bungee or something and ties one of the branches to something else so it pulls away, because you don't want them. There's some rule of thumb where if your peaches are anywhere like 5 inches or less close to each other, that's bad for both peaches on the same line, because they're sucking from the same resources.
Yeah, right, using up the same nutrients and stuff.
Yeah, and you also want them, if you can, not dipping. There's a whole gravity thing you want to avoid. So he's like, he's got some strung up. Like, he's taking care of this thing like it's a freaking newborn baby. It's crazy. But his peaches are amazing. They're impeccable. No bugs, no worms. They're perfect. His yard isn't covered with a bunch of dead tiny ones or anything. He's just out there. And if he has to sacrifice a few for the perfection of one, he'll do it.
Right. For the perfect peach. You four have to give your lives so I can have the perfect peach.
Yeah. And so his line in Face Off would be, I could raise a peach for hours. I mean, that's what this guy does.
Yeah.
Anyway, looking forward to that too, because that means canned peaches this year, peach jelly, peach jam, like all that stuff. Ironically, they don't use most of what he grows, and he grows enough for, I don't know, family of 10. So it's usually Kim's job to go over there and get it all and then bring it here and then make our kitchen really sticky for about 3 months.
Of course, yeah. But see, then you get stuff like you said, like peach pie, peach cobbler.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. If you guys lived here, we'd bring you a whole pile.
We'd love that. Yeah. We used to have a plum tree here in our backyard, but it would only produce fruit like one out of every 3 years. About it being a young tree, so it doesn't produce fruit every year.
Oh. Do you ever you neither took plums nor left plums?
I neither took plums nor left plums, and we pulled that tree out because it was causing problems.
Did it, was it a neighbor thing or like a hangover?
It was too close. Yeah. Well, it was too close to the fence, and its roots were, this wasn't the situation with the damn cottonwoods that, you know, too much hassle guy had to deal with, but it was another situation where like our sprinkler lines were getting, jacked by the invasive roots, like breaking sprinkler lines to get to water. And it wasn't planted with approval from the HOA anyway. So it's like, all right, well, let's just get rid of it. We could use this yard space for something else better. Nice open part of our lawn.
Did you ever see, speaking of your neighbor, your old Russian neighbor, there was an episode of Critical Role where, Frog Pants friend Liam O'Brien in the middle of a live thing in front of, I don't know, 500,000 people live or whatever it was some crazy number of people.
Yeah.
Totally barked out a too much hassle based on what he heard here.
Did he really? Yeah. Oh my God, that's fantastic.
I lost track of where this is, where the timestamp was. Gosh. I would love to find it. Why I didn't just immediately send it to you? I don't remember what happened. I was busy or something. But it was amazing. He just like blurted it out.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Right in the middle of the, and it felt like everybody else on the table was kind of looking at him like, are you okay? Like,
right, like where did this? Yeah, if you don't know the backstory, it's just some dude, too much hassle.
Too much hassle.
Russian was not too much hassle.
And it was something in the game where he didn't want to do a certain spell or fight something, and it was just like, it's too much hassle. And somebody sent me that. I was like, oh, no way he did that. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, if anybody runs across that, I would love to see that. That's fantastic.
It is really good. Anyway, it was nice, and we'll be picking green beans and all that shit for the rest of the year. So good job, Kim's cool. dad. All right, let's move on to a phone call we got from Australia. Cool. We like our Australian listeners. It's not just Phil. There's plenty of them over there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we love Phil, but, you know, there's more of him.
There's more than just Phil. Yes.
Like Mark, and he wrote this in to say this.
Yeah, g'day, Scott and Brian. Mark from Melbourne again on driving to work, bashing by steering wheel. I thought the center of the United States was a town called Rugby. It may well be. I can't check it out because I'm driving. But if you have a look, it may well be right. I don't know why Australians know more about America than Americans do. Quiz me. Go on. Quiz me.
So he says there's a town in North Dakota is where I tracked it to.
North Dakota, yeah.
And that's supposed to be the center of the United States. Now, why they think that, I don't know. I'm looking it up now. 1886.
Well, here's why they think that. And because I think they're including Canada and Hawaii in this one. So like we've been talking about the geographic center of the contiguous United States.
Yeah, the lower 48.
What's the term? There's a conterminous, something like that.
But that's what they mean when they say lower 48 though, right?
The lower 48, exactly. Yeah. So I guess if you include Alaska and Hawaii, then this town of Rugby might be the actual geographical center.
Interesting. So if that's the case, why does some guy way down there in Australia know this and we don't? That's annoying. I don't like it.
Yeah.
What else do we not know about ourselves that everyone else knows?
Right, exactly.
I'm afraid to look at the chat and see what their answers are, but still.
Yeah, no. Conterminous is the term. People like continuous? No, not the continuous.
Continuous would mean it goes forever, right? It just keeps going.
It goes forever, yes. And I said continuous, but there's another one. There's the conterminous. Conterminous. No, I guess no last I, so conterminous.
Conterminous.
Or conterminous. There we go.
Ooh,
I'm putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable. conterminous.
Okay. I have a pronunciation of it right here.
Conterminous.
Yeah, you're right. Conterminous.
That's it. They're conterminous, United States.
That sounds like, I don't know, an evil faction in a science fiction story.
It does, yeah.
Conterminous.
The conterminous are here. Oh, no, shit.
We're going to fight the conterminous.
Yeah.
Sharing a common boundary or having the same area, context, or meaning.
So contiguous means what?
I think it means the same thing, right? Because contiguous just means you can get to all of them from one.
Says, okay, here we go. Adjective, sharing an edge or boundary or touching. Second in line is neighboring or adjacent. And third is connecting without a break. So that's the one we think of.
There you go. Connecting without a break. So, yeah. So contiguous, same thing. Conterminous, total.
Contiguous.
Ooh, lady. Hello.
Contiguous.
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 All right. Ooh, I like how she guous is at the end. That's pretty cool. No, I appreciate it though, because we don't know stuff. We don't know things. So
it's funny that it's named Rugby, though. I mean, that is kind of the geographic center of North America is named after a game that did not originate in the United States. There we go. Geographical center of North America. That's the
so includes Canada then, just all of North America. Includes
Canada. So not yeah. That's okay.
That would make more sense because it's kind of high.
Yep.
Up. So this is more like center, east, west, north, south. Just
exactly. That's why. Yeah. That's where the.
Let's go to Rugby. Let's do a live show at Rugby. Let's get it done.
Cool. All right. Sounds good.
Then we'll go to Rigby, Idaho, and then we'll go to
Rigby and Rugby. Okay. Sounds good.
What else we got? Rahugas. There's no other place. I don't know. All right, you guys. There you go. Learned something today, and thank you, Australia, once again for being awesome. You big giant queens. Penal colony. We love you. Now, the news. Time for a little bit of news brought to you by.
Hey, Billy, do you like horror movies? Well, then you will like Gore. Join Monica and friends as they talk about all things horror. Head over to gorepodcast.com and give it a listen today.
Yeah, go check it out. It's very good. You know, people sometimes will write in and go, who's the woman on your couch parties? And I'll say, well, even though we say her name 50 times during the episode, I'll go ahead and tell you again. It's Monica, and she co-hosts the show and does it with a bunch of rad people. And you guys should check it out if you like horror movies. All right?
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, the she had some good things to say about long legs. Actually, a few people in our discussions had some good things to say about long legs, the new movie with Nick Cage.
The serial killer movie. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I am very interested in seeing it.
It sounds like I might be able to take Tina to that. It sounds like it's not, you know, jump scare, gory, gross kind of stuff. It's more like thrillery kind of stuff.
Yeah, hard to catch. You know, right. Oh no, it's happened again. We were on his tail. You know, that kind of thriller. That's a little more my speed too.
Yeah, yeah.
People really, let's see, here's a great review from the Times in the UK. From the outside, Oz Perkins' Long Legs looks like just another serial killer flick, but it's that rarity, a horror film that gives you a bona fide case of the heebie-jeebies. I like some heebies and jeebies.
Heebies and jeebies. I don't like it when I get one without the other, though.
No. Don't order heebies and not get jeebies. What are you even doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wait. Excuse me, waiter. I'm missing my heebies.
Can I have the jeebies on the side, please? I like the heebie-jeebies, but jeebies on the side, please.
Do you guys take the
does
tail?
Does that come with jeebies, by the way? I'd like to... it comes with your choice of sides. One side is jeebies, but you could also get rice pilaf.
Yeah. Do you take the tails off the jeebies? Because I don't like the tails. All right.
How are the heebies?
Yeah, how are the heebies this time of year? I mean, you got to be smart about when you're buying them.
That's right. Are heebies in season?
No. Sure. Here's a story about a Provo woman. I was just there, so this is perfect.
Cool. This is so right up Stephanie Inapetz's wheelhouse.
Oh, good, because
Upper Alley,
a Provo woman created a mobile game. Just kidding, Stephanie. It's not about that at all. Provo woman becomes the fastest mermaid in the world, at the Merlympics.
The Merlympics.
Yep. This is a thing, which I did not know was a thing until the story popped.
No, I didn't
either.
Yeah.
No idea. But
the volleyball competition is a little awkward, but the swimming is great.
Can you imagine like beach volleyball with those fins on?
I can't, but I think I'd like to see it.
Oh my gosh, dude, they'd be falling all over each other. It'd be terrible.
The hurdles. The 100 meter dash, not such a popular event at the Merlympics.
Oh, now that I have Peacock for 99 cents for like 6 months, I'm watching the Olympics this year. I think I actually care more than usual. You know what? Why I care more than usual? Because it's at a decent time. Like, it's still France and it's still ahead. Mm-hmm. But I hate the ones where it's like in China or something. And it's to me, all I feel like I ever get is highlights. I don't feel like I'm part of the live experience.
Sure.
And so this is going to feel a lot more like
this will
real
be a
time.
Lot closer. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the breakdancing competition, which I guess is not going to be returning in LA in 4 years.
I didn't know that was even a thing.
Yeah, I didn't either.
It's not one of the exhibition ones they're trying to make real. It's actually real right now? Like it's
actually real. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know. I will watch the hell out of that. Especially French people breakdancing. Let's go.
Right?
Provo woman, fastest mermaid. A lot of young girls pretend to be mermaids while swimming in a pool or in the ocean. Is that true, ladies? Do you guys fantasize about that? Is that a thing?
Sure.
I just don't want to take this article for granted if people really feel that way or not. I don't know. Anyway, so
you don't want to further assumptions if this one is making a leap that has been unproven. Is
yeah.
What you're saying?
Yeah. Because I don't think my girls. Carter, you over there? When you were growing up, did you want to be a mermaid? No, she says.
Okay. All right.
All right. Not that you're the final answer on this, but I'm just trying to get a good grassroots kind of straw poll going. Oh, you would play mermaids.
Oh, well, there we go.
Okay, that's an answer in the positive then, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Not that you wanted to become a mermaid. I mean, like,
you would... what do you see yourself in 5 years? Yeah. Well, I'd like to be a mermaid.
I'd like to be a mermaid. Do they have mermaid school? I'd like to get my degree, please.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, this Provo lady made that dream come true and competed as she competed in the Merlympics. Mia Sim, she is 22. Now she's digital. She used to be physical. She used to be a physical sim. They don't do those anymore.
She talks like... Blah, 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 blah.
She got stuck behind a door and died because she couldn't pee. Right. She became the fastest mermaid in the world in May when she competed in the Swiss Merlympics in Geneva, Switzerland. The Merlympics have been around since 2015. I had no idea.
Wow.
And the competition is held every 2 years. Sim had officially been mermaiding for 10 years and said the Merlympics have really boomed in the last 5 years. Quote, this is an elite athleticism you can get out of mermaids, Sim said. I don't know what that means. Many mermaids will do pageants or events, but the Merlympics are, quote, solely designed to prove athleticism.
Sure. Yeah, it's not just about looking good and having pretty fins. I mean, it's about how quickly can you swim? How quickly can you use the gifts that your Lycra suit have given you to get through the water?
Yeah. It feels like we don't focus enough on mermaid prowess, you know? Right. It's all about, yeah. I want to be where the people are. We don't care about that. We want to see.
Is that? A fork? I don't know.
Yeah, a fork. I still hate that so much. Anyway, she said, or it says, of course, all the events are completed while wearing a full mermaid suit or mermaid gear. Or merman gear. Some mermen are involved in this. There's some men doing the merring. Meaning their legs are bound from their hips to their toes and a tail. Some mermaids will wear fancy headdresses and even wigs to compete or complete their mer look. Really? They're gonna call it mer look. Why are they calling it mer look? I hate it.
Because they're sticking mer in front of everything in this article.
Well, I
Merlympics, mer look.
I mer hate it, Brian. Sim placed 15th overall in the adult competition, but won the speed event and broke the record for mermaid speed. I am the fastest to date. I currently hold the record, she said.
Wow.
Good job, lady from Provo.
I want to see a photo.
Yeah, do they wear shells or anything on the boobers? You know how you do?
Yeah, I don't think they...
Let's see. They don't really have a good show. Oh, down low, she's in Lake Powell or something.
Oh, here are the five. So there are five events at the Merlympics. So ecology, the athlete dives down and retrieves as much trash as possible in 90 seconds.
Okay.
Figures, the competitor has to perform 3 of 10 mermaid figures. Right. Underwater posing, each person dives down, poses for a picture, and then has to swim away for the next person to take their spot. Sim says she thinks this one is the hardest. Rescue, the mermaid has to do a 25-meter submerged swim and rescue a dummy. If they don't rescue the dummy, it becomes trash and it's used in the first one.
Wow.
Speed, the athletes race along the top of the water for 50 meters.
Wow. All right, then. It sounds like some good stuff going on. I'm not yucking anybody's fun yum.
No, not at all. I think this is really cool. Yeah. I wanted to see... there's a shot of her and her with her mermaid legs on.
Yeah, with like, the Lake Powell or something. I can't tell where that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Right.
Something like that. It would make sense because she's from here that she would go there to shoot. But yep. She's also in her tub there down later.
Oh, really? Okay.
Tub shot. Yeah. Seems like she's into
tub
it.
Tub shot.
Yep. Look out, you guys. We got tub girl here. Not the one you're thinking of.
Okay. That's all like bubbles and stuff. And she does have shells on her top.
Yep.
For the tub shot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the law in mermaid land. You have to wear the shells. Ain't nobody got no naked, topless, nope. mer people. My favorite representation of mer people or mermaids was the Futurama episode where they found the lost city of Atlanta. And,
really?
Yeah. It's funny. It's fantastic. It's such a good episode.
So not Daryl Hannah and Splash. Okay.
No, I don't like that movie. Splash annoyed me. Even when I first saw it, yeah, I didn't like it. I don't know what it was. Wow. I think it was just... I think I'm not the target for the fantasy of fish people.
Sure. Okay.
You know what I mean? So even when I was a kid and like Daryl Hannah is a complete hottie and, you know, Tom Hanks is kind of breaking out and you got... Freaking, what's his name in there?
John Candy.
John Candy. And I'm thinking, man, this is for me. This is so for me. And then I watched it and went, I don't think that was very good. Anyway. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
I don't know. I liked it.
Wonder how it is now.
Eugene Levy's in there. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that holds up now. It might be good for film sec.
We could film sec that. Why not?
Yeah.
Kind of a comedy, but more of a adventure thing. If we do
like guy from Bosom Buddies, what, he thinks he can do movies? All right, whatever.
Yeah, it was early for him, right?
Like, it was, yeah, it was like I think before Bachelor Party. I think he'd only done, you know, like made for TV movies and Bosom Buddies at that point. I think that was his first film.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. Although Bachelor Party may have been his, I mix those two up. On the timeline, they may have been back.
I think Bachelor Party was right after.
Yeah, or right.
He established himself as a comedian, I think, at that point.
Yeah, he was doing all the funny stuff. That was his job.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let's move on to this story about a onesie. You know, like babies have them, onesies. You know what a onesie is? Yes,
sure. I know what a onesie is.
Yeah, I wear one at night. Helps me sleep.
Whatever it takes.
Onesie wearing man named Mr. Pancake got caught hiding stolen hamsters in his pants, according to police. There's another story coming out of Ohio, so maybe they're right about Ohio. Maybe something's going on there.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, I don't know. They're not the new Florida entirely, but
We didn't do this article before, did we?
As far as I know, we didn't. Did okay. we?
All right.
We might have. Did we talk about it?
It sounds familiar, but maybe not. It could have easily been somebody else with hamsters.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hamsters in their pants.
Seems like something we would definitely put on here before. Well, anyway, police arrested a man they said allegedly broke into several businesses in the far west side of Columbus, Ohio, including a pet store. Oh, no. You know what? Did we do this one? It's just a different telling of it.
It's a different telling. And I'm kind of glad we're doing it again because they had this on the news last week, and the audio... the audio was fantastic. Yeah, I think we need to play the audio.
You know what it was? Pull that up for me. You know what it was? Okay. It was the other story we read was that a bunch of animals got freed. And this includes that. But yes, the other story didn't say anything about gerbils and ferrets in his pants. That's new. And his name being Mr. Pancake, that's all new information.
Yeah, let me see if I can find this on YouTube, because there's one in the bottom right that is I think it's the one we want. It's the body cam footage, but it's a lot of screaming, and I want to see if we can get one that's better. Mr. Pancake.
It says here they yell at him and call him Mr. Pancake?
Yes.
Is that true?
The audio, here we go. The audio is fantastic.
I can't wait to hear this.
All right, you're ready.
Yeah.
Already it's great. Okay, here we go. All right.
Discord again, or where are you putting that?
Yeah, oh, I'm just putting Discord.
All right, pulling it up. Here we go, everybody. Let's get actually I can show this. Here we go.
Mr. Pancake, you're under arrest.
Don't move.
Get on your belly. Get on your belly.
Do it now. On your belly. On your belly. On your belly.
Roll. Get on your belly, Mr. Pancake.
On your belly.
In the name of the law, Pancake, get on your belly.
Why is this happening?
It's almost like he's playing it up with you. In the name of the law, Mr. Pancake.
Yeah. I mean, I think he kind of is. But he must be somebody they're familiar with.
Keep going, because... Huh?
They must be familiar with him. It's not the first time they've run into Mr. Pancake. I think so,
yeah. But keep going, because I think there's audio where he's saying, what have you got in your pants? Nothing.
Okay.
A hamster? Or something like that.
All right, here we go.
What the f*** is going on? I got one. Are you kidding me? What the f***? Give up your other hand.
I got it. What the f*** am I under arrest for? Seriously.
Breaking and entering. Theft.
What the f***? Damaging.
Oh, God, there is a turbo.
Animal abuse.
What the heck?
Somebody
I got gerbil. What the heck?
Multiple gerbils in his pants. This is insane to me. I mean, I wish all arrests were Mr. Pancake level arrests, you know?
I do too. I would be such a I would watch Cops if it was all Mr. Pancake, the all Mr. Pancake edition of
Cops. Yeah, that's amazing. All right, well, good job, Columbus. I'm glad we got more info
multiple
on this story.
Gerbils. We've got gerbils.
In the name of the law, Mr. Pancake. All right. Let's talk about the German Navy for a minute.
Sure.
definitely sure. haven't talked about this before. The German Navy still uses 8-inch floppy disks, like the big ones, old big ones, ones that old big ones, had.
Not even the 5 1/4s or the 3 1/2s or whatever. Like the wow.
Yeah, well before our time, these things. they're still using them, working. They use them to launch their stuff and do all their like codes and everything. And they're working on emulating a replacement. The German Navy is working on modernizing its Brandenburg class F123 frigates. It's probably more like F123. I don't know. Which means the ending their reliance on 8-inch floppy disks. The F123 frigates use floppy disks for their onboard data acquisition or DAC systems, as noted by Tom's Hardware on Thursday. Eugene, how do you say that? Great.
Gary. Eugen Gerardus.
Gerardus. They didn't capitalize even the G, so I don't know why they didn't do that. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a blog.
It's a blog. A German defense and secretary policy blog by journalist Thomas Weigold notes that the DACs are important for controlling frigates, including power generation, because the operating parameters have to be recorded per a Google translation. These ships themselves specialize in anti-submarine warfare and air defense. So basically, it's like their secure way of doing all of this. And if you start to take it into like modern era, not that it would have to be online, but you run the risk of getting hacked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's stuff
we
in the States.
We are really liking zip technology as a replacement for this.
Feels like the natural upgrade we have been looking for.
Where's this iOmega? Put iOmega on the phone.
I have a feeling we have some military people who can pipe in on what, because I know we still do a bunch of this here. We have like systems that are ancient that they rely on because they're kind of unhackable or they're so old, nobody, you know, there's no modern way of like digging into it. There's no internet connection. There's none of that. So it's always really curious to me. It's easy to make fun of, but I kind of get why.
Oh, it makes sense. I mean, there was wasn't there something that we talked about recently that was still using like Windows 98 or because they couldn't upgrade their systems because it then would make it more prone to hacking or.
Yeah. What was that? It was something recent about. Yeah. It was some government thing, and I'm sure
some government thing.
I know we have IT people out there who work in government positions who have talked before about ancient having to maintain just ancient boxes like old DOS machines and that stuff, just because there's no clear path to. I mean, I'm sure there's an answer. It's just it costs a lot of money to overhaul all that, and you know, I get it. But whoever's in charge of that, well done, man. Keeping those 8-inch floppies safe.
I know. Keep it going. Yeah.
Keep the magnets away. I was always told, don't put no magnets next to those.
No. Yeah.
Your copy of Doom will disappear.
Right.
Well, anyway, those guys seem cool. Good job and good luck, Germans.
That's right, Brain Bro. That's right. It was an airline. An airline was still using Windows 98 to do its like scheduling, and that caused... though it didn't come up until there was some problem... maybe it was Southwest.
Yeah.
They had to finally upgrade or figure out the next step or whatever, but they couldn't upgrade because their software wouldn't run on anything newer.
What's crazy is they're going to do something with SSDs, and they've hired Saab to do it. And I thought they were out of business. I guess they still do defense contracting. They just don't do cars anymore.
No cars anymore. Huh.
Yeah. Okay. Do you ever have a Saab?
I didn't know that. Tristan had a Saab for a little while. We didn't, but we got a really good deal on one from a shop that I used to work next to up in Boulder. And this Saab was great until it wasn't. Yeah. his Saab ran perfectly until it didn't anymore.
And then they were very expensive to fix.
They were expensive to fix. Yeah.
Like what's the other one? Audis are very expensive to fix if they break.
Oh, sure.
They're nice cars, but the minute one goes bad, you're like, shit. And now you're in it for another $5,000 for this and another $5,000 for that. Anyway, let's talk about Whataburger. Never eaten there, but we're going to tell the story anyway. You ever been? Do you have one where you live?
Yeah. We just started getting them in Colorado. We got our first one in Colorado Springs this last spring, I think. So it's going to make its way up here like Krispy Kreme and In-N-Out Burger did. They always start in Colorado Springs, probably because it's cheaper, and then they move up to the city.
Okay. I don't know if we'll ever get them. I'd love it if we got one, but...
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Are they as good as everyone says, or are they just kind of... you know.
I think it's more of the novelty of like, oh, you could only get them in this area. It's like White Castle. Until you have a White Castle, you're like, ooh, White Castle. And then it's like, oh, this is White Castle? Okay. Well, great. Now I can say I've eaten it. Yeah. I mean, Whataburger is definitely better than White Castle. And I'd say it might even be better than In-N-Out Burger, but still no Freddy's.
Yeah, Freddy's
still
is the best.
For me is like top of the heap.
Same. I love Freddy's. We have this place called, oh crap, I've talked about them before and I forgot the name of the place, but they also have really good burgers. Can't think of the place now. So this is a terrible recommendation because I can't remember the name. Tony Burger.
Oh, it's
Tony.
A really good place for burgers, but boy, I don't know what it is.
I don't remember. It's Tony. I think it's just Tony Burger, not Tony's Burger, but Tony Burger.
Okay. And Tony Burger.
Yeah. And they're excellent. I think there's only like two, but they're very good. And they're local. There's one right by us. Anyway, let's talk about this. So the Whataburger app, you know, like on your phone, became the unlikely power outage map for the entire Houston hurricane mess that they had with all their power outage. This is pretty interesting. Fast food chain Whataburger app had gone viral in the wake of the Hurricane Beryl. Is that how we're pronouncing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Beryl. Yep.
Looks like it looks like a medication, doesn't it?
It looks like a pen manufacturer. I think there is a Beryl.
Beryl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, and this isn't I know they go through names. Is this supposed to be a person's name? Because I've never met a guy named Beryl before.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what they're doing for hurricanes.
Beryl Stubig.
It depends on who says it, I guess.
Beryl Lynch.
Anyway, they left around 1.8 million utility customers in Houston, Texas without power, as many of you who we've heard from in Houston know. Hundreds of thousands of those people may remain without power for days as Houston anticipates a heat wave with temperatures climbing into the mid-90s. Amid these frustrations with the local utility company, CenterPoint Energy, which doesn't offer an app, some Houstonians got creative with their attempts to track the outages, and they turned to the Whataburger app instead. This is mostly about there being tons of Whataburgers all around town.
Yeah, they're so prolific around town. You could tell where the power outage was from which Whataburgers were out of service or unavailable.
Pretty great. It says Whataburger is based in San Antonio. They have a food chain with 127 stores in the Houston area alone. According to Newsweek, it says on the Whataburger app, you can see a map of what a burger location. Starting to sound weird when I say that name over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
With an orange logo indicating a store is open and a gray logo meaning it's closed. So how they would do this is they would see if it's closed, that zone is powers out. And if you tracked enough stores, you could see kind of like patterns of where the power's out versus where it wasn't. So they could kind of track. Right. Well, let's see. Those three Whataburgers are now on again. That means that neighborhood should also be on. Like, that's how they've figured it out.
Wow. That's great. What a great way to do it. I love it.
Yeah. Pretty great.
Looking at the Whataburger locations in, I don't know why, I've always heard that you pronounce it Whataburger instead of Whataburger, but I might be wrong. Maybe we need, this is a Randy thing for sure. Like, Randy would chime in on this. Oh, it's definitely pronounced Whataburger.
Probably.
I've moved Catwoman.
Yeah, we know all about your Catwoman.
But I'm looking at Whataburger locations in Colorado, and nothing, like seven of them, but they're all in Colorado Springs and just north of Colorado Springs in Monument. So it's still like, it would be an hour, maybe an hour straight up for me to get down to the nearest Whataburger in Monument.
I kind of want to go, but I don't have one, so I can't go. Hurry up and come here.
Soon, my friend.
I have to wait for, we waited forever for In-N-Out. We waited forever for Krispy Kreme. There's these national brands everywhere. Canes, Raising Canes.
Oh,
that took forever.
Canes, yeah.
Still gets lines. It's just nuts.
Yeah.
And we have plenty of places. It's not like we're short on places here, but, you know.
Yeah.
I like to try all the popular ones, Brian.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, you know, getting the regional stuff. It's fun to get the regional stuff outside of the region it originated.
Do you want to get, what's the one that the maybe you have one. The one that the Marky Mark and his brother run. The Wahlburgers.
Wahlburger. No, I'm fine with that. And yeah. I can get one in Vegas if I go there. I think there's still one in front of what used to be the Bally's, the Horseshoe.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's the first place I had. White Castle was Vegas. And I remember at the time going, I get why this is a stoner favorite.
Yes, right.
Because this is gross and I wouldn't eat this. Like, on
it
the regular.
is for those of us who drink, this is it's great hangover food or great just drunk. I need something to absorb all the alcohol in my system.
Yeah.
But help me get it out quickly.
But if you're like just straight up hungry, it's terrible. It's not good. Like, I mean, it'll do the job, but it's so oniony and so like, it's the wrong kind of oniony and greasy. It's not good.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody who in the East Coast thinks it's the greatest thing ever. I think they're terrible.
No, I think I like Crystals better than, so Crystals I had out in Georgia, I believe, at when I was out there for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution visit.
Same deal, right? Like, little tiny itty-bitty burgers kind of
thing? Yeah, it's also a slider, Crystals. And then I'm pretty sure I had White Castle during one of the Northeastern visits.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, all right.
My first exposure to what it might look like was Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Right. And that made it sound, everybody's saying White Castle is better. Well, at least TV's Travis and Easy Reader are saying White Castle is better than Crystal. Maybe I had a really bad White Castle or something. But the movie Harold and Kumar kind of glamorized it, made it seem like a place people really, really want to go, like really strive to go.
Yeah. And it made me want one. And then I got one and then I hated it. So no more White Castle. I'm done.
Nope. No more. Done.
If I somehow magically get drunk once in Vegas, I'll consider it.
Yes. Right?
But other than that, forget it. That is it for our news coverage for today. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, speaking of TV's Travis, he'll be here. He's got some trivia for us. That'll be fun. It's his time of the month. And it'll all be great. But we have to play a song first. Brian, what is it?
Yeah. How about some ska punk? Some Orange County ska punk. Vets, the Goodwin Club. This is a brand new single from them. Big thanks to Wiretap Records for sending this one over to me. Going to the OC for some ska punk. This is See All Color by the Goodwin Club.
Sound.
Hey, Prime members, are you tired of ads interfering with your favorite podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.com/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This summer, Instacart presents famous summer flavors coming to your front door or pool or hotel.
Your grocery delivery has arrived, sir.
That was faster than room service.
No violins in the lobby.
Oh, seriously? Anyway, sit back, relax, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Starring your favorite snacks, drinks, and more.
Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Rated H for hungry audiences. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
A lunatic who always causes chaos.
And we've returned. Who was that one more time?
Sure, that's the Goodwin Club and a song called See All Color, just released as a single, no album mentioned, but again, big thanks to Wiretap Records for sending that one along.
Very nice. Let's bring in Travis. Let's do some trivia. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Let's play his intro.
This is Travis, and you'll do well to listen carefully to what he has to say.
That's right. Travis joining us, as he always does. Travis Crawford, podcaster extraordinaire and good friend of the program. Travis, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back again a month later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you on, I saw a recent concert from Fleetwood Mac, and I think you're looking great up there. You're looking real good.
Well, thanks. I try.
The drums, yeah. Seeing you behind the drums every time just looks better and better.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that people are now coining this as TV's Travia.
Oh, I like
that. I like that. That's good.
Travia.
Yeah.
Travia. I agree with Tondagosa. It does sound like a sweetener.
Yeah,
like a non-caloric sweetener. So yeah, that's
right,
interesting.
Right, exactly.
Travia,
substitute Travia.
Yeah.
So I have to say, because the conversation leading into this, White Castle is better than Crystal, but it's like a coin flip. Honestly,
okay.
they're both just greasy slider drunk food. Like that's what
gotcha.
They are.
Okay. Which came first? I assume Crystal came later, right? It's like a
White Castle.
Oh,
yeah, White Castle came first.
White Castle
is like, I think the oldest fast food, the original fast food restaurant was a White Castle.
I think you're right. US. Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
And they're really oniony because they're not cooked on a griddle. The burgers are steamed on a pile of onions.
Gross.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gross. That's just, I like onions too, but they don't do it right. It's not good.
Steamed on a pile of onions.
Yeah.
Showtime.
So, you know,
yeah, why not? Are they, my memory of them are that they have like 100 of them in front of the cook guy back there. They're just laid out like for miles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Vegas one's kind of small,
It's just a giant griddle with a huge pile of onions on it and a bunch of burger patties and. There you go.
Yep.
I've made them at home. Nice. They're much better when you make them at home for a lot of reasons. But
cool.
Yeah.
I like them. Also, I also wanted to mention Long Legs. I saw over the weekend. Mm. Real good.
Yeah.
Definitely cool. Go see it, Brian.
Lots of hype on this one. Currently leading the box office for the weekend.
Is it really? Nice.
Yeah.
I have to figure out when because we've got trivia tonight, nothing tomorrow night, mystery day Thursday, Tadpool meetup Friday. Seeing the Colorado Rapids play on Saturday, going out for Acreage Cider on Sunday. Like it is like tomorrow night is our only free night for the next week. And I'm thinking Tina's probably not going to want to go do something. So might have to wait till next week, but we got Deadpool next week too.
Yeah.
Ooh, Deadpool.
Yeah. Deadpool coming right out. It's happening fast, man.
Yeah. It really is.
Well, let's get to the trivia. I know you've, been preparing something, so lay it on us. We'll see how we do.
I got a little something. We'll do our Name That Thing trivia. I will give you a trivia bit, and then you will bet on how many clues you need to answer it.
Okay.
We're going to start. So coming into this, after 6 months this year, six mm-hmm. quizzes, Brian is leading 4-2.
Jeez.
So Scott, you got a little catching up to do.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
4-2. And we're going to start with Scott. You get to bid first.
All right.
on round one, we are looking for an actor.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to give you characters that this actor has played.
All
so
right.
Character names.
All right.
Cool. I love it.
We'll start the bidding at six. So you can go up to six.
Up to six. I think I can do it in four.
Four? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Brian, you have the chance to do it for three.
I'll try three.
Okay. If you don't get it, Scott does get the fourth.
Right.
Back. Or Scott, you can try to do it in two.
Yeah. I'm tempted. Being behind, I'm just tempted to go all out. I'll try it in two. Let's see what we can do here.
Try it in
Scott,
two. Okay.
Name that actor.
All right.
All right. Here are the two character names you get, Scott. Loki. Eli Gold.
Loki and Eli Gold. Well, I don't think it's Tom Hiddleston. But I think it might be that old guy that everyone loves. Not Richard. Shit. I know who this is.
Going to need an answer.
Ugh. It's like Richard or something. He's an old guy. And he's Loki in Loki as old Loki or like classic Loki. Richard something. Oh, I got it. Richard E. Grant. It's Richard E. Grant.
It is not.
No! Oh, really? Wow. Okay. That would have been my guess. So I'm glad that didn't go to me.
Damn it. So
Brian, you do get one more, Brian.
You will get the third one.
The character is Glitch.
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 Mm-hmm.
Glitch, glitch, glitch. Where'd that come from? Okay.
Question's a glitch. Damn it.
Just wait till you hear who it is.
Yeah, I guess so. Loki. So I'm just trying to think if there was anybody else in Loki besides the female Loki. And I can't remember her. I'd never be able to pull out her name. So it might have been an older thing where someone played Loki like, geez.
I still can't figure it out.
Oh, no. There was a Loki that was not a Marvel character. And it was the thing that Jim Carrey wore in the mask was made by this other Loki. And,
what are you humming about back there?
yes.
Shit.
God, I'm never going to be able to pull it out. Let's just say Jim Carrey, even though I know.
And it is not Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Here's a couple more characters. So okay. Neither one of you get it, but here's a couple more characters. See if maybe you can figure it out. Brian, this is a character from a movie that you might like, but it's Piers.
Piers is the name?
Piers.
Okay. Okay.
There's also Boris Grishenko.
And God, that's so
Kurt
familiar.
Kurt,
what was the last one?
Oh, Alan Kurt Cumming.
Wagner. Oh, Alan Cumming. Cumming.
It is Alan Cumming.
Wait, where did he play Loki?
Piers in Spice World, right?
Yep, Piers in Spice World.
When was he Loki? I don't know when that happened.
He was Loki in Son of the Mask.
Son of the Mask.
So, Brian, you were on the right track with the Jim Carrey. It was the sequel, though. It was the really horrifically bad sequel. He played Loki.
What a great misdirect to give us on that one. And Glitch, where was he Glitch?
That was Tin Man, the sci-fi channel two-part Alice in Wonderland, or not Alice in Wonderland, Wizard of Oz thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Oh, great. Wow, that's good. Jeez.
All right. So nobody gets the first one. So round two is going to be Brian starting the bidding. We're looking for a movie based on cast members, actors in this movie. Again, the bidding will start at six.
All right. I will go five.
Five. All right. Scott?
And I can go as low as three?
Any number.
You can go as low as you want. Yeah.
One you could go.
I'll go with...
Go one.
I'll go... One. I'm not doing one. I'll do three, though. I'll try three.
Three? Okay.
All right. I will say name that movie.
All right.
Okay. Scott, here are three cast members from this movie.
Okay.
Johnny Lee Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin McKidd.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Carlyle.
Robert Carlyle. Is it, I can't imagine it's this because I don't, as soon as I heard you say the first guy, I went, oh, it's got to be Hackers, but I don't think it's, Carlyle and Hackers. I don't remember. Is he a bad guy or something?
Is Hackers your guess?
I'm going to say Hackers. I don't know. I don't know any other Johnny Lee Miller movies. Damn it.
So Brian.
Oh, shit. It just hit me. I know it.
Brian, you had guessed four or five?
Five. Yeah.
All right. So you get two more.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to lose this one.
Your other two are Kelly MacDonald.
Damn it!
And Ewan Bremner.
Damn it!
All right. So I know it. I'm pretty sure it's one of the 28 This Later movies. At least that's my guess. And I'm thinking it's the... Which one is Carlyle in? Oh, so let's see. One of them had Eccleston. Is it 28 Weeks Later? That's my guess. Nope.
Incorrect.
Days?
Nope. It's Train Spotting, and I want to kill myself.
Train Spotting, of course.
It is Train Spotting. Yep, the last one would have been Ewan McGregor.
I knew it as soon as it just... Gosh dang it, dude.
Begbie. Friggin' Carlyle was Begbie and Kelly MacDonald. Shoot.
It really, the Johnny Lee Miller part threw me because I just don't think of him. Just don't think of him in anything, actually. I just don't think of that guy very often.
It's like the two things I think of, because I love Hackers. So I think of him in that and then Sick Boy. I know he did Elementary, and he was Sherlock in that, which is a better show than I think it gets a lot of credit for.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, round three is our musical round. Our musical round begins. Scott, you're going to start the bidding. Now, I have five segments of 1, 2, 4, 8, and 11 seconds.
Jeez. 1, 2, 4, 8, and 11.
Yeah.
This is not going to go my way. It never does. What was the one before four or after four? Eight, was it?
Eight. 8 seconds.
And then the one below four was three?
Two.
Oh, shit. I'll say four. I can do it in four.
4 seconds, all right. Brian, do you want to try and do it in less?
I'll take the two, yeah.
2 seconds? Scott, do you want to try for one or you want to make Brian go for two?
Name that song.
All right. Brian, here's your 2 seconds of this song.
This would be Garbage. I Think I'm Paranoid.
Shit.
That is correct.
Yeah. I knew it as soon as I heard it. I could have done it in one. Damn it. I was so chicken. I'm chicken of the music ones. They scare me.
You do better with the music ones than you think.
I know, but I'm up against Brian, it's intimidating because I know how much he knows, and it just throws me. All right. Next up.
All right. So Brian's up 1-0 now, round four. Yeah. And we're going to do a band this time with album titles. Brian, you can start the bidding. We've got the bidding starting at 6 album titles.
Okay. This has been tough in the past, so I'm gonna start with 6.
Oh,
Scott, do you think you can do it in less?
I can do it in 4. I can do it in 4.
4. All right. Brian, you want to try for less than that, or you want to make Scott go for 4?
This music one's kill me, dude.
Yeah. I'm going to regret it. I'll say 3.
Yeah, 3? Do it. Okay. Go ahead and do it in 3.
All right. Brian, here are your 3 album titles. They are War Child, Stormwatch, Crest of a Knave.
Like Final Fantasy server names. That's what you sound like.
I know. It does sound like that.
War Child, Stormwatch, Crest of a Knave.
War Child sounds so familiar.
Yeah. So does Stormwatch. I will say this sounds like, you know, kind of fantasy influenced rock or metal, or maybe the first Grammy winner for heavy metal. Let's say Jethro Tull.
Oh, I think that's it.
That is correct.
Damn it. Sit down on a park bench. Wow. Yeah, you got it.
Nice. If it had gone to four, a couple others that I had, because they had a lot of albums. Thick as a Brick.
Yeah,
Aqualung,
that would have been. Yeah.
The Broadsword and the Beast.
Either of those would have been a gimme for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't hear enough about Jethro Tull anymore. It feels like they've just, you know, people forgot about him a little bit. Yeah. That band.
A little bit. Crest of the Knave, by the way, is the one that won the best metal performance Grammy.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So I had to make sure that was on the list because you and Hammond talk about that any chance you get.
We do, yeah. We absolutely do. Because it's just so, it is the craziest thing that I think has ever happened to the Grammys.
It really is.
Yeah.
All right. So what that means is that Brian has won this month.
Yes, he has. Gosh dang it.
However, we do have a round five. I want to do just for fun.
All right.
Because I've got a literary character.
Okay.
Oh. And we'll go by story titles that this literary character is in.
Okay.
And Scott, you're going to start the bidding. I've got six.
I'll do five.
All right.
Ooh, I'll try four just because I'm really, this feels like such unknown territory.
Okay. Given the low stakes, I will say I can do it in three.
Cool.
Okay. Scott, here are
name that literary character.
Okay.
Three titles. The Adventure of the Speckled Band.
Okay.
The Sign of Four.
Yeah.
A Study in Scarlet.
Shit. Oh.
I don't know this. Legolas from the Lord of the Rings. I have no idea. I don't know.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I
Brian,
assume...
sound like you might know. Do you want a fourth one?
Scarlet. Give me the fourth one.
Fourth one would be The Adventure of the Musgrave Ritual.
I mean, is it Sherlock Holmes?
Oh, shit.
It is Sherlock Holmes.
Shit! Of course it is. I haven't read any of those books.
Study in Scarlet was the only one of the four that you gave me that I recognized. I was waiting for Hound of the Baskervilles the gimme. But that would have been the sixth.
That would have been the sixth one. You also have stuff like His Last Bow, The Adventure. A lot of them, because all of the shorts are like The Adventure of and then The Thing.
Yeah.
The Adventure The Dancing Men, Resident Patient, whatever, all of those.
Yeah, so. I would have gotten any that were titled Sherlock Holmes and The Adventure of the Thing. I would have nailed that.
Of course.
Encyclopedia Brown and the...
Yeah, you give me the name of the guy, I probably could get it. But yeah, that's... I'm classic literature and I do not... we're not the best of friends. But good job, Brian. You killed it once again.
Good job.
And that one didn't even count for anything. That was just a freebie.
That was a freebie.
Right.
Still won.
Crazy. So, as always, there is a theme running through what I have here. Any ideas what that theme might be?
All right, so let's look at what we've got here. We've got, hold on, let me pull up my list here because I was writing these down because of that. Alan Cumming, Trainspotting, I Think I'm Paranoid, Jethro Tull, and Sherlock.
These are so, chat says all Brits. Is it they all British? Scottish?
Close.
All Scottish, says Claire.
Scottish, actually. Yeah. Because Charlie Manson's Scottish.
I didn't know. Yep.
And Jethro, Ian Anderson.
I didn't know Jethro Tull had Scottish origins. I had no idea.
Yeah. They formed as a band in, I can't remember the name, but it was in England. But Ian Anderson is Scottish.
Mm.
He was born in Scotland.
And you're going there soon, so you probably got this on the mind, right? Thinking about it.
That was just it. I'm going. I actually leave Saturday to go for a week in Scotland, followed by a few days in Ireland and England.
Nice.
Oh my god, you're gonna have such a great time.
Yeah, wow. You'll love it. Are you kilting up for the whole thing? I'd be kilting the whole time.
I'd probably be the only person wearing a kilt, so no. I don't think I'm gonna take it with me this time.
That'd be amazing. Sure. But do you have heritage there? Like, you know, history?
I do, actually. Yeah, I was talking to my dad. He's been tracing our family line back. And so I've got a couple of places I want to go to see if I can find some grave sites in Scotland and in Ireland, because our family actually went from Scotland, from Crawford, Scotland, to Donegal, Ireland for a little while before coming to the States.
Oh, wow.
So,
cool.
Speaking
of
Alan.
Great if you could find some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
speaking
I'm hoping
of Alan Cumming, he was the bad guy in. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. I've been thinking of the Roth guy. The, from Reservoir Dogs. Can't think of his name.
Oh, Tim Roth.
Tim Roth. Tim Roth. Yeah. He was the bad guy in Rob Roy, which is a very Scottish
yep.
film.
Mm.
You know what you are very to good. Me, Rob Rich Roy McGregor.
I remember that movie. it was basically
yes,
taken.
Claire, I understand. You will teach me how to properly pronounce that town.
Yeah. She'll send you a 32-minute audio file in Discord that teaches you how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
No, and she'll maybe, just yell at me when I'm there.
Maybe people will think you're Mick Fleetwood while you're there. Maybe that.
Maybe,
happen.
Yeah.
Maybe, who knows?
Yeah.
Keep a couple of drumsticks in your back pocket and just see if anybody asks to take a selfie with you.
Yeah, or just stand there, stand with weird scarves and hold an apple or whatever the hell he did.
Right.
Well, that's awesome.
Even
I'm excited for you. I guess you'll be home or you'll have done that and be back by the time we do this again so you can give us a full report.
Yeah, we'd hear how the trip goes. Yeah,
tell everybody. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, and in the meantime, an episode of Wait You Haven't Seen will go out that has Scott in it.
Yeah,
while I'm gone.
Oh,
actually.
Cool. That's right. Yeah, I forgot you guys did that.
Finally watched Ant-Man, the Wasp, and the Quantumania business. Which now I'm convinced, we didn't talk about this on the episode, but I'm convinced they named it that because of the little trick they did at the end with the title card where they. Where Ant-Man is in the word Quantumania.
Is in Quantumania,
yeah. It's very clever.
Oh, I'm sure.
Very clever, MCU. Mm-hmm. Very clever. Anyway, see what I thought. You might be surprised.
Mm.
You might be.
Travis, it's always good having you on. Find him as TV's Travis wherever you find the socials. We'll talk to you next time. Bye now. He's got an AUC blowing right in his face, that whole call. It's not a problem.
I heard that, yes.
It made me relax. It made me feel like I was in a nice, comfortable room with good air.
A little, exactly. TV's Travis and some white noise.
Yeah.
Good combo.
Nothing wrong with that. I'll tell you what else is the truth. We're out of here. We're done. Today is a day that you're going to want to tune into frogpants.tv live today at noon because it is our monthly, speaking of monthlies, monthly time hanging out with Greg Street and crew over at Fantastic Pixel Castle for an episode of Word on the Street. Today we're talking with the art director, among other people, and we've got some cool concept art to show, like on stream, that nobody's seen before. So super excited about this. If you are following the creation of that video game over there, this is going to be a good one. So do check that out. That'll be up on the podcast as well at frogpants.com/street. I think that's everything else I got. Brian, you got anything else you want
to... I got nothing. Yeah. It's going to be today is going to be a lot of catching up with stuff here in the basement, and I might work on a airbrushing some Spider-Man. I've got some Spider-Man pieces to airbrush, so
nice.
Record that.
Very nice. Tell me more about the song we're about to hear.
Oh, the song. Yeah, this is going out to John Meadows. John says, "Hey, Brian, my name is John Meadows, and on July 12th, my wife Nikki and I will celebrate our 21st wedding anniversary. I know there's no show on the 12th, so whenever you have an open date would be great." I put some inflection in there. I'm sure he didn't intend. "Thanks, guys, for all you do to keep us entertained." Then he goes, "Nikki, over the past 21 years, we've had a lot of ups and downs, but I couldn't imagine going through this journey with anyone else but you. I love you so much, and I always will. John."
Oh, it's adorable. Love that.
It is adorable. This is a cover that I hadn't heard before that he told me about, and it's perfect, and it's now added to the official Coverville library. This is a band called Thunder and Rain, and a single that they released in 2018 covering Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child O' Mine.
Thank you. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Did it work?
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and I am the host of the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. I have daily author interview podcasts, over 1,600 of them that I've recorded over the last 5 years. Hear from all your favorite best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Even if you're too busy to read the books. Moms don't have time to read books. Again, that's Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Listen today.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.